Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's ZZ Top bringing us back. That's their song, Rough Boy. Some people think that's my theme song. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Jim Ossoff is our guest, our good friend from the Kiplinger Editors. We're talking about the Kiplinger letter. Jim, over on page 2, there's a note there you guys made on securitized real estate loans. You say that they're selling at brisk paces these days. Right. I thought that securitized real estate loans were what got us into so much trouble in the 08.
Well, supposedly.
Are they back?
They are back, and we're talking here about, you know, like $12 billion in these, you know, likely this year, and you know that's like 4 times more than last year. But again, that's
and is that through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
Let me see. These, I think, you know, primarily are being done through banks. I mean,
okay.
The big banks.
Not Fannie. Although Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are still in business.
They still are.
But so I guess that was my question. But what I'm concerned about is, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are still sick puppies. They're still really bad shape.
They are.
And so if we're adding more securitized loans on top of those guys, you know, and I don't know whether we are or not. I'm not smart enough to understand the dynamics of that, but it just bothers me. But you and I both know that America, one of the great parts of America is home ownership. And one of the great things that helps us have more home ownership is securitized mortgages. They're a good thing for America.
And they have worked, as we've seen, for decades, for many decades.
Yeah.
Done right, and which basically means a person or family or whatever coming in to seek a loan for a mortgage, do they have the ability to pay back over time? That's it, and therefore your bank, and a lot of them did, but the due diligence, the credit reporting and other things, and those are sound, and those promote growth, mm-hmm. and ownership promotes prosperity. It does.
Right.
So it's a hopeful sign that we're seeing that again, that is taking paper, basically bundling it, but and to use
which
that to securitize.
Will hopefully allow people to borrow money to get mortgages. But, Jim, I talked to two people yesterday who have multiple houses for sale in different states, and they can't sell their houses.
No,
they're... And their houses are below some in one case below what they owe on it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And you know, new wrinkle here now. What with this emerging effort to basically stop foreclosures?
Yeah.
And I got to say, we've looked into this in a bit. Yes, there are many cases where just as companies, banks, whatever, issued loans essentially without looking, with just basically rubber stamping them. Now many have been going. And just sort of rubber stamping foreclosures,
right.
Making no attempt to even
work it out with them.
Work it out,
yeah.
But of course, with all that, it may, as we often see, stretch on for years mm-hmm. and result in.
We need to get this wrapped up, though, Jim. We don't need to have all this housing toxins languish over us, or kind of hang over us for all these years. We can't do that. That's going to hold our economy back so much. Jim, move over and talk to us on page 3 about this. I know you worked on this energy piece here. Talk to us about what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, after all is said and done, you know, President Obama very soon will lift the moratorium on drilling for oil in the Gulf of Mexico. There will be some additional regulation, basically tougher oversight of operations, that is, new drilling for oil in the Gulf of Mexico. But I got to say, a lot of that will be done actually in league with oil producers. No matter what the administration might like to do, basically saying, okay, close mm-hmm. the Gulf, no more, bottom line is we absolutely rely on those wells you know, for about a third of her oil, and for continuing to produce new oil to offset older stuff that's not... That's
Jim, there are 3,000 wells in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. There are 1,000...
There's a lot of them down there.
There are.
And they're pumping, and they're doing it successfully. They're doing it cleanly, without incident. So
but they will be more oversight. And I got to say, though, really, I'll say this: the industry recognizes it needs to do more.
Yeah, that's the key. The regulations won't work if people won't follow them. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim, and everyone. Have a great day.
See you next time. Jim Ostroff, folks. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.